Welcome to your five for the day. I'm a Christian, if you haven't guessed before. But what is it that makes me a Christian? Why, in a world filled with doubts, contradictions, other ways, temptations, and the plethora of people all offering their own answers to the life, the universe, and everything, what makes me a Christian? I guess it comes down to a single, simple word. Faith. Faith is described by the dictionary as a complete trust or confidence in someone or something. The book of the Hebrews in the Bible says it perhaps best of all when it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Ultimately, what makes faith special and distinct from simple belief is that in faith, there is certainty. Faith is not simply hopeful. Faith is not fanciful. A Christian's faith is knowledge. It has substance. It has a solid foundation. At its heart, a Christian's faith is nothing less than a complete trust and confidence in God. For those of us who are Christian, our faith is the bedrock upon which we should base our lives. Striving, in the words of 2 Corinthians, to walk by faith, not by sight. For a Christian, we don't have to have seen Jesus walking on the earth to have faith in him. We don't have to have witnessed God leading the Israelites out of Egypt to know that God is one who keeps his promises. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase." This is the very essence of the Christian journey. Faith transcends the so-called truths of this world. It looks beyond the simple human timescales and earthly horizons. Faith has its sights set heavenward to our Creator God and His Son, our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Towards the end of his life, St. Paul says in Timothy 4, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith." And so, my question for you this morning is, do you have faith? Are you standing, looking heavenward, firmly believing in something, but without ever having taken that first step? Does what you think about God seem to be more than a simple, basic belief? Do you feel that there is more to this world and this life than the ad men would have you believe? Furthermore, do you think that Jesus was sent by God to earth and that he was sent for you? Do you have faith in God? If you do, and have yet to act upon it, then why not take that first step and start now, climbing that lifelong staircase of faith that will carry you upwards, heavenwards, and homewards to the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven.